If you were marking Ireland out of 10, what would you give them for this tournament?
Well, you've got to say that our bowlers, I think, were 10 out of 10, and our batters were only 5.
Yeah.
We did the job that we wanted to do, which was to qualify. That was first and foremost. But equally, we need to learn to be better against sides that we are fancied to beat, and we need to be more ruthless in how we go about that business, more confident. So, in some ways, you could say that our batters probably were slightly overwhelmed by the pressure of having to perform, one, in front of our own crowd, and two, to expectation, which is the favourites tag. You know, they've got to learn to be favourites and accept that tag and be confident with that tag, as opposed to the underdog and then nothing to lose. You know, that's nice when you go to tournaments, you took over big teams and things like that, and it's attractive. But really, you know, in order to make those big games, we need to be and sustain being top of the tree at our own level first.
Does it worry as a new coach, is it going to be a bigger job than you think? How many of this 15 do you think will be in India?
I would say that, you know, you're thereabouts with your side, but you've also got guys like Pete Chase, you know, who's coming back from injury and things like that, guys that can actually, you know, create a bit of a difference with his bounce. That creates an option. I like the way that Davy Rankin strikes the cricket ball, but he needs to score more. You know, he's a big boundary hitter. He needs to learn to score more between those boundaries. So it's really nice to see a batter come through from the domestic game. There's a bit of work to do. I think also, though, that we are actually increasing our depth. Having talked to Pete Johnson, who's been with the side for a long time, you know, he's saying now, well, you know, we could actually put out any one of those 15 that we had here, or 16 with Andrew Poynter coming in, and we probably, you know, still would have had a good side on the park that should win. Yeah. And that's encouraging, that you're not really taking away guys to sit on their ass. You're actually trying to pick your best team each time, which is what we did. But equally, the Andy McBrines and the Graham McCarters, are guys that could come onto the park and perform, and we would trust them to perform.
You mentioned Rankin. David, what about his brother Boyd? There has been talk that you were perhaps maybe going to approach him. Has anything happened on that front?
Yeah, I've spoken to Boyd, and he's, which is quite right. You know, he doesn't want to be remembered as a one test wonder. Now, that's out of his hands. That's English cricket's hands. But I just let him know that look, he'd always be welcome back here. And as the new coach, I thought it was my right and my duty to probably, you know, introduce myself to him for one and tell him that, you know, that the door is open. Should he want or desire to return and come back to Ireland? You know, it's time's ticking for Boyd, and he doesn't want to spend this whole time just playing county cricket when he could be playing international cricket. But that's, I can also understand that he's played one test, and no one wants to be known as a one test wonder.
Better than a no test wonder.
Well, it is better than a no test wonder. You know, a lot of people would say that, but you know, you want to say, well, look, you know, I was a test cricketer, you know, and I played more than one test. And I can understand him wanting to do that.
Yeah. We've gone down the homegrown policy over the last maybe decade, haven't got success with overseas players that have come here. Is that something we need to revisit, or are you going to be happy with the squad you've got, or are you going to look further afield?
I'm happy for people to want to become Irish as long as they want to become Irish. And so that's a commitment. I don't see it as a mercenary field where you can come in and it's a ticket to get somewhere else. So you've got to make a commitment one way or another, and I think that is due justice to those people who make the commitment here, who put in the time, who drive the miles to go to practice and put that effort in. You know, it's I'm not a big fan of the mercenary route, but if guys want to come here and play their cricket and you know, really dedicate themselves to the Irish cricket situation, then yeah, I mean, of course they can, and they would be welcome. There's no problem with that. But they've got to make that commitment. It's not just a, I'll come in for a tournament and see where I go next.
John, do you think that the applicants we had the last couple of weeks are confined here to the T20 game, given this very special format, or do you fear it could carry over into the one-day game, 50-over game, or the four-day game?
No, I don't know. I don't at all. I think it's more of an issue, not the type of cricket we're playing. It's almost pressure of being top dog that they need to get over, and that expectation of we need to lessen that pressure a little bit on the expectation, which is reality, of wanting to be test cricketers.
Yeah,
you know,
and okay, those sorts of things. We went into the last qualifier in Abu Dhabi 18 months ago, and we were top dogs then, and we were firm favourites going into it, and we won every single game comfortably, scoring at three runs and over a faster rate than we have in this tournament.
Yeah, but I think everybody scored at probably a three-run over rate faster.
We were way ahead the last time.
Is that right?
Everybody else, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough, and that may be the fact that there's less pressure away from home.
It could be.
That status of playing at home. It adds to that pressure. I'm not sure. This is my first experience at this, and you need more than one sample to be able to make that decision.
John, some of the fielding yesterday against the Netherlands was pretty poor for a side that has very high expectations in the field. How do you explain that, and what do you do to address that?
Well, I think we dropped one catch and bumped one on. I don't think that's necessarily pretty poor.
Well, there was some slack stuff in terms of misfields, and there was a few teapots from the older players towards the younger players.
Yeah, well, I think I agree to disagree.
Okay.
All right, guys.